The following is a podcast of Thrive, a high school ministry at Victory Family Church. For more details, see thriveatvictory.com.
But we're in a second part of our series called First Things First. Look to your neighbor and says, man, you're number one on my list. Let them know they're number one on your list. Now look at that neighbor that you so kindly neglected and say, no, you're number one on my list. But I have an exciting announcement to make. I know that some of you guys may not know me on a personal level, but I did want to say something. I made the second best decision of my life this weekend. Number one was accepting Jesus, the Lord of my life. But number two was getting engaged to the love of my life. Her name is Ellie Stanchek. That, my friends, is one beautiful, sexy, gorgeous drop down. My gosh, I don't even know what to say now. I don't even know what I'm talking about. But man, it is so much fun being able to date the love of your life and then being able to marry her as well. So I want you guys to know me a little bit more. I'm going to be sharing some stories throughout my message because this is what we're about. We're about relationships here at Thrive. And we talked last week in the First Things First series about belong, connect, and develop. And it might be your first time here. Know that you belong here. You don't have to believe what we believe to belong here. I know you guys saw us having worship and people raising their hands. That's just a sign that we love Jesus. So you don't have to do that to belong here. So just know that. The second thing that we talked about is belong, connect. People connect here. You guys connect here. And then thirdly is develop. And I want to talk a little bit more about this development stage here within Thrive. I want to see us develop not only spiritually, not only professionally, but personally as well. And that's where I'm going to be taking this message tonight. I only got about 15 minutes, so guys, pay attention to me. We're going to go right through this, and I'm excited for the things that God has in store for you tonight. So I titled my message, First Things First, Out of Alignment. See, I love to work out. I love to go to the gym. I don't necessarily like going running, but when it comes to lifting weights, I absolutely love to lift because the truth is when you lift, you start to develop muscles. You start to get a little bit bigger. And man, guys love when they look good, they feel good. So I was at the gym last Sunday and I was working out and I just start to go to the gym again and I'm doing shoulders with a buddy and I'm finishing up my last lift. And I decided, you know, I need to hit the traps up a little bit. They're looking kind of weak. So I'm shrugging over here. I'm doing my thing. And I look off to my right in the mirror, and I see an old lady doing the same weight with the same lift. And I was so embarrassed that I hurried up and I threw the weights back on the rack, and I walked out of the YMCA as fast as possible because I was embarrassed. And I left the Y, and I finally got home, and I went to bed. But what happened the next morning was shocking to me. See, I woke up with a stiff neck. I mean, I could not move my neck right to left. I was, like, walking everywhere. I couldn't turn it. And the reason I think that I had a stiff neck was not because I slept on it wrong, but I pulled a muscle when I was doing shrugs. And as I was thinking about this time that I had at the YMCA and how I woke up with a stiff neck, I had pain, I had discomfort, I had a limited range of motion. And it made me realize if my physical body can become out of line, so can my spiritual, my personal life come out of line as well. So I want to ask you guys a question. Have you ever had a time in your life where you just thought that your priorities were out of line? Where you were just waking up and you were going through the motions, doing things just out of the ordinary, thinking that you were in line with what you were called to do as a teenager and as a person and a child of God? See, through this experience, I realized that I, myself, was out of line. See, I'm in a busy season right now in my life where I'm taking over Thrive, and I have 19 North, and I just got engaged. And my priorities have shifted. My priorities have gone astray. Like, I honestly wake up, and the first thing that comes to my mind is what I have to do instead of thanking God. See, there's some of you guys tonight where school is your priority. Or maybe it's social media. I know social media is pervasive. It's coming. It's on our phones. We check it 24/7. We have Snapchat. We have Instagram. Is social media your priority tonight? Or maybe it's your friends. Or maybe it's your girlfriend or your boyfriend. Or maybe it's playing video games. And if I can be very transparent with you guys, this past week when I asked my girlfriend to be my wife, we put it on social media. We changed our status to engage. We posted pictures of the day. And majority of my time I spent this week was checking social media. Who was looking at my page? How many people liked it? And my priorities were out of line. See, the day that God is not number one, your life will become number two. I'll let you guys think about that for a quick second. Number one, when you go to the bathroom, number two, you get it? So the day that God is not number one is the day that your life will become number two. So if you want to have success in every area of your life, you must put God first. If you want to have success in your relationships, if you want to have success with your school and your grades, you have to put God first. See, every single morning, we have a decision that we have to make. And the choices that we make in the morning dictate the way we live and the way we lead. Guys, and I just want to talk to the guys for a quick second. When you don't have Christ as the center of your life, I promise you this, that your priorities, the time that you spend, will be all mixed up. And I have to be honest with you, to the guys only. Christianity has become feminized, where it's a feeling, it's all about how we feel, it's all about the emotions. But I want to let you guys know tonight that Christianity is not an emotion. It is not a feeling. But Christianity is a choice that we make. And I think it's time that us guys take a stand and say, you know what? We are going to put God first. We are going to live for Him all the days of our lives. We are going to set an example at our homes and at our schools. And we're going to set an example for the girls that are around us. See, for over 20-some years, guys, I did what I wanted to do. I did what made me happy. I did what brought fulfillment to me. And what I realized over 20 years of my life after doing the same thing over and over and over again, I ended up in the same place I started. And my hope tonight for you guys is to know the order and the priorities that you need to have in a line to have success in life, to have spiritual blessing, to have prosperity, to be able to do that all that God has called you to do. Because when you focus on yourself, when you focus on the inward self of what can I get out of today, we miss exactly all that God has called us to do as people of Him. I want to ask you guys a question. Do you want to know why I believe that God created order for us? You want to know why I believe that God placed structure in our lives of how we should live our lives? And it wasn't that He wanted to restrain us or to cause us not to have happiness or joy, but I truly believe that God created order so that we could be and live a too good to be true life. It's too good to be true life. You see, God designed you to live a life that is too good to be true. When I look at the gospel from Genesis to Revelations, all over the book of the Bible, it stands out that God created me and you to live a life that is so good, that is too good to be true. When I think The price that he paid for us, while we were yet sinners, he died for me and you. That's the essence of the gospel. It's the too good to be true news. See, when we align ourselves with the Word of God, he promises abundant life. He promises us blessings and protection and peace. But when we align ourselves with the Word of God, we start to focus on the promises and not the problems. Some of you guys are asking yourselves, why is my family so dysfunctional? Why am I not attractive? Why do my friends leave me out of everything? See, Jesus, he gives us the order of how you and me should live our lives. See, 1 Thessalonians 5:23 says this, "Now may the God of peace make you holy in every way, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless until our Lord Jesus Christ comes again." See, the order of alignment that Jesus wants us to live is first spirit, then soul, and then body. But you know as well as I that it is so easy to please our flesh. We're so consumed about what other people think about us. We're so consumed about our social media appearance that we begin to put our body in front of our spirit. See, I have a picture up here that kind of symbolizes the way we should live our lives. The big picture, the big circle, the majority of things, the majority of time that we should spend is with our spiritual life, and then our body, and then our soul. Because your identity is not found in the way you look, the career you have, but in the God that you serve. Because what we give the most attention to will become the most influential in our lives. And I realize this as I've been walking with God for a couple years now. When I don't give God his time and place, my spiritual man becomes silent. But when I don't give my body the proper nutrition, the proper food, I realize that my body gets louder. Maybe you guys are asking God for direction tonight. Maybe you're asking him for that next step of where you should go to college, or maybe where you should work, and you're just not hearing from him. I want to ask you guys, where are you spending the majority of your time? Are you prioritizing your time with God, putting him first in everything that you do? See, Matthew 6:33 says this, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness." Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you as well. See, when we focus on the internal, God says, I want to give you the external. He wants to give us those nice clothes that we want to wear. He wants to give us those new Nike shoes. He wants to give us that Xbox game that he wants. But he's asking this first. Seek me first. Seek my kingdom and my righteousness. And everything that you need, I will give to you. I will add it, overflowing to your life. In the beginning, it says that God created the heavens and the earth. And I see a principle that he put in place in Genesis 5. And I finish with this story. It says in Genesis 4, 1 through 5, Adam made love to his wife Eve. I know there's some of you guys in here that still haven't grown up and you're laughing at that Adam made love to his wife Eve. When I was reading this, I was laughing a little bit as well. But Adam made love to his wife Eve, and she became pregnant and gave birth to Cain. She said, "With the help of the Lord, I have brought forth a man." Later, she gave birth to his brother Abel. Now, Abel kept flocks, and Cain worked the soil. In the course of time, Cain brought some of the fruits of the soil as an offering to the Lord. And Abel also brought an offering, fat portions from some of the firstborns of his flock. I want you guys to get that simple statement. The firstborn of his flocks. And the Lord looked with favor on Abel and his offering. But on Cain, his offering did not look with favor. So Cain was very angry, and his face was downcast. What I see in this story about Cain and Abel, and I know you guys have heard the story before, that Abel gave Christ, that Abel gave God his first fruits in his life. He gave him everything that he had up front. See, God's not asking for all of your day, but he is asking for majority of your time in the morning or throughout the day. See, God can do more with your 90 than you can do with your 100. Spending 10% of your time in the morning just thanking God for the things that he has done in your life, thanking God for the family that he has placed you in, thanking God for living in America where we have freedom. He's saying, give me your first fruits of your time. Give me your first fruits of your finances, and see that I will not bless you more than you can bear. See, Proverbs 3, 9 and 10 says, honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of all your produce. Then your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will be bursting with many. See, I look back at the couple years of my life where I put Jesus the center of my life. And now I have a great relationship with God. He has given me an amazing fiance. He has given me a house at the age of 24. He has given me a car to drive. See, when I first heard about the spiritual order, how we need to put Christ first, then our passion second, then our bodies third, Jesus began to just overflow and bless me more than I can bear. And I finished with this story. I was fixing up this house that I bought about 6 months ago. And I truly believe that God wants for me to get into real estate and to have many, many houses to bless people. And as I was putting the last nail on the baseboard, Jesus said this to me. He said, this is not even your house. And as I began to reflect on that statement, I asked him, what do you mean this isn't my house? I bought this house. I fixed it up. I'm living in it. And he said, this is a first fruit for the kingdom of God, because I am going to give you many of houses. Tonight, you might not have the story that I have, but I want to let you know that when you seek God first, when you seek his kingdom and his righteousness first, he wants to give you more than you can bear. He wants to give you blessings in your lives. He wants to help you and prevent you from having that pain and that hassle and those struggles that you're dealing with every Monday when you get up. And what I'm realizing in youth ministry and in church in general is that you guys come here on a Saturday night and we put a mask on our face and we act like everything's all, we have our lives together. But when we go back to school on a Monday, we face peer pressure. We face the struggles. We face anxiety and worry. And I want to challenge you guys with this tonight. And this is the application part of the message. And I challenge you with this. Spend 5 minutes of your morning praying and talking to God. The second thing is this. Spend 5 minutes of your morning reading the Bible or devotion. And lastly, it's this. Spend 5 minutes meditating on the things that you were read, and then ask him how you can apply that to your life. He's only asking for a couple minutes in your morning. What would it look like if you spent 15 minutes in your morning giving God everything that you had? I can promise you this. If God can do it for me, he can do it for you. You are his children. He loves you so much, and he has a plan and a purpose for your life. But we need to be in the line with the word of God for him to pour out his blessing on our lives. So with every head bowed and eyes closed, I just want to ask you a simple question, and it's an invitation to make Jesus the Lord of your life. I'm not going to embarrass you. I'm not going to call you out. But I'm going to simply ask you to raise your hand, and then all of us are going to pray together with you. If you're saying tonight, Zach, I want to make Jesus the Lord of my life, but I don't know how, I simply ask you to repeat this prayer after me, and Jesus will come into your heart. Like I said, I'm not going to embarrass you. I'm not going to call you out. I'm just going to simply ask you to raise your hand tonight if you want to make Jesus the Lord of your life. And I'm just going to count to three, and I just want you to raise your hand really quickly, and then you can put it down. Does anyone want to make Jesus the Lord of your life tonight? On the count of one, two, three. Is there anybody here that says, I see that hand? I see that hand. Is there anybody else? I see that hand. You can go ahead and put your hand down. I see that hand. Is there anybody else? I see that hand over there. So what I want everybody to do is just repeat after me, and Jesus will become the Lord of your life. It's this simple prayer. Just repeat after me. Dear Jesus, right now, I acknowledge that I'm a sinner. I repent and I turn from my ways. And I choose to follow you all the days of my life. And I accept you into my heart as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Let's give it up for those who made Jesus the Lord of their lives tonight. Man, that is the best decision that you could ever make. And right now, I just want to do offering real quick. And I said it in my message, Proverbs 3, 9, and 10. It says, honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of your produce. And then he says, I want to give you abundance, more than you can handle. So I want to challenge you guys tonight. Give God what is his. Give him his first 10% and watch him just open the floodgates of heaven. So I'm going to have the guys pass the buckets as I pray over the offering. Dear Father God, I just thank you, Lord, for this time that we get to spend. Lord, I thank you that you bless those, Lord, who give, Lord, and that they will receive, Lord, all that you have called them to be and to live, God. We ask this in your name. Amen. And in this time of our service, we're going to have our MCs come out. We have a special closing announcement for you guys. So let's give it up for our MCs as they make their way out. Come on, G.
Hey, everybody. Is Garrett, and this is Mike Russell. We only have 3 minutes, so we're gonna hustle.
First things first, wasn't that message great? If I was a salmon, I'd eat that bait.
Forget the fish and focus on the message. Stop by next week and you'll get some blessage.
7 days from now, there'll be a party, yo. So tell a friend and say, come on, let's go.
We got the Man Up Conference on the 4th of June.
Just bring half a Ulysses and you'll get through.
Last time they had the conference, it filled up quick. So register online or you'll get the stick.
Mike Tomlin will be there and he's quite a guy. Just check out his rings. You know they'll catch your eye.
Other Steelers will be there and they know the drill. Being a godly man in this world takes some skill.
Come learn from the best and partake in this quest.
They won't come to play. They just want to see God
change Southwestern PA.
The event is great and the lunch is free. Bring a spoon and maybe you'll see lasagna.
Little baby Garrett, way to drop the ball. It's a good thing they don't let you do altar call.
It's a good to know that you can spread some hate, but let's talk about another upcoming date.
June 27th through July 1st, this is surely an event that will not get cursed.
Jack Camp is fun, Jack Camp is cool. The only guy not going is this whack fool.
You should really go to Jack Camp, it'll change your life. Got a problem? God'll take away that strife.
You might go still to see Rod and Jill.
Their speaking's off the hook, you'll never want to put down that book.
Afraid to go? Not for long. You'll make so many friends, you'll want to sing a song.
I went to Jack Frost and it was a little cold,
but the lessons I learned, they were solid gold.
So now you want to go good, that's great. Check out the website so you can registrate.
We hope you enjoyed and that you loved every beat, because after this, I won't be rapping next week.
I'd like to thank my mom, God, and Vinay. Without those three, I wouldn't be rapping today.
So I'm Garrett, here's a carrot.
I'm Mike, that's my bike.
And we're gonna go, because the Walk of Shame's a long hike.
Dismissed.